Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. We're going to be discussing lesson 207 in A Course in Miracles workbook, and this is your host, Brother T. So excited that you're back with us today, and my beautiful wife, Claudia Renee. So we're here with you, and before we get started, let's take a good deep breath and a moment of silence. I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. I bless the world because I bless myself.
God's blessing shines upon me from within my heart where he abides. I need but turn to him and every sorrow melts away as I accept his boundless love for me.
I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. Let's take another good deep breath and just another moment here of silence together as we consider this beautiful lesson. God's blessing shines upon me from within my heart. This is the center of our being. This is the altar of our being. This is where our higher self, the Holy Spirit, our true self, nothing more than your right mind, is waiting patiently to be appreciated fully, to be recognized, to be joined in relationship, dialogue, communion, action. I bless the world because I bless myself. When we join in union and relationship with our higher self, we have blessed ourselves to the truth of who and what we are. We begin to discover who we are, what we are, and in that, we can begin to be who we are in service to the world. I bless the world because I bless myself. Giving and receiving are one. In the former lesson that we just discussed, we closed by practicing literally the holy instant. An instant in eternity, if you will. Not an instant in time. An instant in eternity where we truly are joined in dialogue, union, and relationship with our higher self. There is really no other thing that we'll ever do that will bring us to this level of bliss, peace, happiness. It's a return to the beginning when we began to dream, a tiny mad idea that we could be separate from God. We bless the world when we bless ourselves.
I bless the world because I bless myself. I think that we're all such good people and that we want to be so giving to the world and to our families and to make the world a better place by our works in the world. And what I always teach is that everything begins within, that we begin within ourselves, that this is indeed a divinely selfish program, if you will, because as the conduit for God, as the consciousness in expression and extension in the world, we We must bless ourselves. We must be in love ourselves and realize our innate divine worthiness in order that we can then actually be a beneficent presence in the world, that we discern how to be a stand in the world by being a stand for love, for knowing and trusting who we are, whose we are, that we are still as God created us, that we are spirit, unlimited and free, that it is done as we decree, and that decree is in alignment when we return home to our right and true identity, and that is within our heart, where we unify in consciousness with God. I love that every sorrow, every misperception simply melts away, simply purely by my acceptance of this. Of connecting where spirit abides with who I am, and it just merely requires that turning within and that acceptance that I am boundlessly loved, that I am loved, loving, and lovable now and forevermore. This is the proverbial, hey, you're on the plane, and when that oxygen mask comes down, you put it on yourself first. And I know no better way to do that than to turn within to the heart space. And I love how Brother T led us yesterday through the way that he teaches the holy instant. And I think it would be a perfect opportunity to practice that together, unless there's something else that you want to share, Tony.
I do want to share that when we look at the sleeping self for a moment, and we might remember some dreams, and I know most of the time we don't. Well, very few people tell me that they do, but most people tell me they remember them briefly. My own personal experience is I only remember them if they are exceptional or if they're lucid. If it's a lucid dream, it's very rememberable because I'm awake while I'm having the dream, right? I mean, that's kind of the definition of it. But imagine a dream, a drama, whatever you might, that you've done something that you feel you shouldn't have done. And suddenly you're filled with a sense of fear or maybe a sense of guilt, or a sense of shame. You might let that, for a brief moment, begin to define how you see yourself, who you see yourself as. But when you wake up and you remember the dream and you have this sense of fear, but you have this sense of guilt or whatever it may be, but when you wake up from it, when you wake up from the sleeping self, can you forgive yourself for what never happened? And I know you can say yes to that, because while it may have defined the sleeping self in its illusory state, you woke up and you realized it never happened. Nothing happened. That didn't define me. I want to say that there's not one among us that has not defined, allowed ourselves to define ourselves by the worst acts that we think we've committed. And there's not one among us who doesn't hold himself guilty for various things, whatever or whenever they might have happened in their lifetime. But when you are connected and joined in union relationship with the Holy Spirit, now you're seeing your life, your actions, the things you've defined yourself as, through the eyes of the awakened mind. And you truly can forgive yourself. In a flash, in an instant, every sorrow melts away as I accept His boundless love. In other words, when I am truly joined, when I begin to see the world through the eyes of Christ, if you will, the vision of Christ, it's like, again, another lucid experience in a state of dream. Let's join together for a moment of silence. And tonight, if you missed that explanation, tonight, today, this morning, whenever it may be for you, if you missed that discussion yesterday, just go back and listen to lesson 206. Toward the end there, we share a process of the holy instant, but this morning we're going to actually experience it together, and I'll guide us here, but we're not going to have a lot of talking or explanation. So let's all take a good deep breath. We turn within and we begin to have dialogue with our higher self. Part of our experience. Good. Let's take another good deep breath. Part of our discussion and experience in our last lesson was that we would have dialogue and to listen. I want you to recognize now, if you're thinking to yourself, I'm not hearing that voice, I'm not hearing anything, I'm not feeling anything, I want you to relax. I want you to let go of self-judgment in this now moment. And I want you to recognize, because what I want to share with you, this is, in fact, your true self, your higher self, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind, speaking to you, and I'm going to speak for that voice for you. Listen to what it's teaching you. I am not a body. I am free. For I am still as God created me. I bless the world because I bless myself. God's blessing shines upon me from within, my heart where He abides. I need but turn to Him, and every sorrow melts away as I accept His boundless love for me. I am not a body, I am free. For I am still as God created me. You see, at some point, you have to realize, you have to accept that the Holy Spirit is you. And He's saying to you, I am you, for I am as God created me. You are one with that self. You are loved indeed. You are a blessed being. We love you. We're with you. And we'll be back with you on the next lesson tomorrow.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
send my love over the mountains. I send